Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are in studio again today, and we just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener for Mission from the Heart Radio. Minister Copeland and I will conclude with our teaching lesson, Righteous and Holy. So we encourage you to come ready, willing, and able with your Bible and a willingness of heart and an attentive ear to want to hear what the Lord has to say to you by way of the Holy Spirit. And we give those an opportunity who may not know him intimately and personally for themselves to come to know him as their Lord and Savior. So if you would get your Bible and maybe some pen or pencil to write with and something to write on to take good, rich notes. Again, this is the conclusion of this teaching series, Righteous and Holy. So righteousness and holiness is a gift from God. You can't earn it, according to John 4, verse 24. And it says this, God is spirit, the source of life, yet invisible to mankind. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So believers in Christ have to come out of self-righteous actions and religious bondage, according to 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, revealing his plan of salvation and righteousness, making us acceptable to God and sanctifying, making us holy and setting us apart for God, and redemption, providing our ransom from the penalty for sin. Operate in the Spirit because it's always righteous and holy. So Minister Copeland will go back and maybe do a little recap on the lesson, the series, and then we will continue in the conclusion of this series, Righteous and Holy. So without further time spent, I'm going to go ahead and hand the mic right on over to Minister Copeland so we can just continue in the message of God through the Bible in this series, Righteous and Holy. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you on this day. God bless you. And we release the blessings of God in your life forever and ever. I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it is an honor, a privilege, always. We look forward to this time, week after week after week, that we find ourselves back together in the studio again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is also an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you And we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the word of God, God has downloaded revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will take you to God's divine plan for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. As was said in the introduction, we are concluding our series on righteousness and holy, righteous and holy, righteousness and true holy. Those awesome ingredients that we need to fellowship with our God. Those awesome divine ingredients that we need to represent our God here in the earth. And those that, knowing that we cannot attain these awesome gifts of righteous, that equals the righteous of God, to be holy, that reaches the level of holiness that God called the people to attain. And as you will find, I heard, and we'll hear again, so you can develop the faith for it. Faith come by hearing. It's a gift. They are a gift. God gives us his righteousness, and he gives us his holiness. Let us dive right on into the teaching. And as you know, we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. And our launch pad scripture for this particular series come out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, starting with verse 20, and we will read all the way through verse 24. Let us read that.
Ephesians 4, starting in 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
And we have a supporting foundational scripture that comes out of the same chapter. Comes out of the same book, and we'll go back two chapters. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Let us read that.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen.
Amen. Through those great scriptures that was read, we really can just pack up and the next time that we have left at a restaurant where you could just treat me with an all-you-can-eat buffet, because that sums it up. We have a spirit man, which is the new man. We have to put him on. But first, let's take off. You know, it's like when I get dressed, you know, I have to take off the old. Literally have to take off the old and put on the new. And this great salvation, God, through Jesus, allow us to take off the old man. I call him the BC man before we met Christ. And Paul tells us in Romans that we were doing some things that was so unseemly that we're ashamed of and never will be proud of. I raised both of my hands on that statement. The AD man after death, the new man, that man is righteous and holy. And this righteous and holy that he is full of comes to us not through a performance, not by us performing in the presence of God, not by works we can do in our own flesh to attain a righteousness that please God, a holiness that please God, that we can boast about what we've done. Amen. But this is a gift, not by works that any man should boast. If we boast on anything, as Paul says, it's Christ and him crucified. I say it's Christ and him crucified. Christ did the works that is necessary to please the heart of a righteous and holy God. And our Christ did not do those works for himself. He didn't have to. Even though he was fully man, he was also fully God. He performed those works for you and I. He did the work and gave us the credit for the benefit and the blessings that comes from obtaining the work. And because of that, in our spirit man, not our soul, not our body, not my thoughts and my emotions, not in the realm of the five senses, but in the realm of our spirit, we have attained an eternal righteousness and an eternal holiness that is going to take us straight into the presence of our Lord and our God. When that appointed time for us to leave this earth, we shall be in the presence of our Father. Forever and ever and ever and ever. And as the Apostle Paul would say, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's because of this awesome righteousness and holiness that God has given to us. A gift from Abba Father, not by works, that any man should boast. Now, unlike our spirit, our body and our soul have not obtained yet to be righteous and to be holy. We are in the process in our body and in our spirit. But until we are with Jesus in glory, they do not arrive. They just leave and head in that direction. Let us read 1 Corinthians First Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 51, all the way through verse 58.
Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen.
And that is what we call the rapture. And the word rapture is not in the Bible. And they get rapture from that word, caught up. We will be caught up with him. And that's the moment that our corruptible body will put on incorruptible. And the mortal part of us will put on immortality. And that's the time that our soul and our bodies will be righteous and holy, just like our spirit man. That's that very moment. Until then, in our souls and in our bodies, we will never arrive. We'll just head in the direction until that moment in a twinkling of the eye, when we all be caught up, meaning raptured, to be with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. And at that time, our spirit and our soul and our body will be made blameless in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So our physical, emotional, and mental realm will always need improvement up until that moment. But our spirit man is complete right now. Right now, in our spirit, if we are saved, we are righteous in the eyesight of God the Father, and we are holy in the eyesight of God the Father, regardless of our doing. It's a position that God has given us through the works of his beloved Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us read 2 Corinthians very familiar passage of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. If you're saved, I need you to repeat after me. And notice, this confession is about the real us, who is the new man, our spirit man. Not concerning our souls and our body, they haven't arrived yet. They just headed in the direction. But in our spirit man, we can make this confession. Repeat after me. I am in Christ. I am a new creation. I am a new creature. The old things are passed away. All things are become new in me. And all things are of God in me. I am righteous and I am holy. And that makes me pleasing in the eyesight of God the Father. God is pleased with me because I am his beloved. I have a new identity, and I have a new life, all in Christ Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. And if you believe that, give God a hand clap of praise and just shout hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 And if you do not know, hallelujah is the highest praise that we can render unto our God. Amen. And as was said earlier in the introduction, taken from John 4:24, was God is a spirit. And God looks at us, spirit with the big S, his spirit, to spirit, the little S. So his spirit, Holy Spirit, looks at us in our spirit. And that's that fellowship Minister Smith was talking about in the introduction. Those that worship him. And that worship takes on a tone of any type of relationship, interaction we have with God. It has to be spirit to spirit. God, our soul will never be able to communicate with God until that glorious day we read about earlier, the rapture. Our physical bodies will never be able to communicate with God until that day, that glorious day. Until then, the communication line is spirit, big S, and spirit, little S. And that is why we must, M-U-S-T, we must worship God in spirit, in truth, because our spirits right now are righteous and holy in his presence. We must come before God in our spirit because it's the only part of us, as I said, that have been created in righteousness and true holiness. God cannot accept us based on who we are in our flesh, in our souls, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our emotions. He only accepts us born again spirit. That's why the new birth is essential, that we may be able to, as our lunch past scripture commands us, to take off that old man who's corrupt in all of his deceitful lust and put on the new man who's created after God, righteousness, and truly holy. Anyone who hasn't received the Lord but try to approach him based on who they are and their actions and thoughts will always fall short of the glory of God. Even if they had made significant personal improvement. You see, God cannot and will not lower himself to the level of man. There is no way that we can approach, communicate, or fellowship with God because man's nature without salvation is naturally an unholy nature. People performing simply cannot accomplish what only the new birth can, and that is change their spiritual nature. We was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. David said, my mother knew me in sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in order for us to be reconnected back into that original place of creations, there must be a nature change. From the old man to the new man. You see, when we were born again, our old spirit died and was instantly, somebody say instantly, removed and replaced. And this is not a theory and some churches operate through the truth of the word of God as though it's a theory. Oh, it's just a theory. No, this literally happened. Amen. It did not happen in the natural, it happened in the supernatural, in the spirit. And the spirit is more real than the natural. So this is literally more truth than anything that you can touch with your five senses. When you were born again, your old spirit, nature, died and was instantly removed and replaced. Somebody say, literally. Say not theory. Say not theory. This is not a theory. This literally happened in the spirit realm. We became a brand new creature as was read in 2 Corinthians. And we received a recreated, elevated spirit. Amen. That same spirit that God gave Adam at the original creation when he... and to out of nostril the breath of life. God literally, somebody say literally, brought forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba Father. Let's read Galatians. chapter 4. Verse 6.
Galatians 4:6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Amen.
Amen. And this is not theory. This is not a theory. This literally happens in the spirit realm, in our spirit man. And the scriptures say, ye are sons, but that includes women and girls also. And God has placed in us one day. I want you to just sit down and look inside yourself. And I want you to look into the spirit that God literally placed on the inside of us. And I want you to look into your new spirit, that new man created after God in righteousness and true holiness. That's on the inside, literally. Look inside yourself. This is an inside-out life. And millions and millions and millions of Christians are trying to live this life from the outside in. And that's horrific, because that's the way the world lives, according to the five senses, according to their circumstances and situation. But we are born again. We are born out of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we have this new birth. We have this new nature, righteous and holy. And it begins on the inside. Through faith in God, and faith in the Word of God, and faith in this Jesus that lives on the inside of us, we can work out this salvation into the parts of us that God did not save. We can work this salvation out of our spirit man and get it into our minds, come in agreement with it, with our carnal mind, and allow it to just flow into our soulish man. And the soulish man is a distributor of any, what the soul, once the soul receives wisdom and knowledge of God, it, the soul distributes it into the physical body. And then there's a flow that goes on, a divine flow. A divine flow, the divine life of God that's in our spirit. When our carnal mind begins to line up with the truth of the Word of God, that divine flow in the spirit begins to rush out of our spirit, man, goes through our hearts and come into the agreement of our mind. And our minds are the doorway to our souls, and all these truths begin to rush into our souls, the soulish man. And the soulish man distribute all of that truth and that power into the physical body. And now we are made whole, spirit, soul, and body. We have become one with the Lord. And it starts from the inside, that word hidden in the heart of God's people. The Bible says, out of the belly shall flow rivers. Somebody say rivers. Rivers of living waters. Living waters. Life do not come from the outside now that we are born again. Life comes from the innermost part of our being, out of our spirit man. We are more divine now than we are humane. Glory to God. Amen. And this is not theory. Amen. This literally happened, and it is literally happening. Amen. It's a divine process of God. Walking in the new nature, well, Galatians say, walk in the Spirit. And the Spirit is the inner being, that you will not mind the lust of the flesh. That's the unrenewed mind, the old thoughts. Praise God. Somebody say the new is here. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Praise God. Your spirit and God's spirit with the big S intermarried when you got born again. They got married. They merged together and became one to create a totally new person. That's why God's mirror, which is the Word of God, we learned that here at Mission from the Heart, reflects, the Word of God reflects us as righteous, holy, and pure. Look at yourself and say, I am righteous, I am holy, and I am pure. In other words, say, you know how we did in the natural realm? I want you to say it in the spirit. Say, I am just like my daddy. Amen. So the makeup of the born-again spirit is identical. Somebody say identical. To Jesus himself. 1 John 4:17. Let us read that.
1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. As he is, as Jesus is, so are we, you and I. Right now, in this world. That's if you are saved, if you are born again. Now I can hear somebody harshly. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. In all reality, I don't even know what saved is. I don't even know what born again is. I was just listening to the radio and I came across the station and something would not let me leave. Well, I tell you that something is a somebody, and his name is Holy Spirit. And this is a divine appointment from God the Father to you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the word that was spoken on this broadcast today, is calling you unto him to have a heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit, intimate relationship with him for the rest of your life. Throughout all eternity. And this is the greatest moment of your life. The Spirit of God is here, and he is the one that draws hearts into the hearts of the Father. When the Spirit of God comes forth, I know what to do. I know what time, what hour it is. It's time for me to stop, drop, and pray, and turn the microphone over to the woman of God, who God has anointed in this hour, to take us to the foot of the cross, that we may see and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our special moment. As well as receiving and listening with ears to hear the word of God, now it is time to hear the voice of God in your heart. Something that you've been urged and moved in a still small voice to come to know him intimately, personally, for yourself. Intimately and personally for yourself. And this is the time of the broadcast where we stop, drop, and pray. We pray for those who may not know Christ in an intimate way. They do not have intimacy with him, and we extend Christ to you. Those who do know him, my brothers and sisters, we pull together, come together in prayer, and pray with them as they accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. This is the time that we carve out in this broadcast, Mission from the Heart. And we want you to come to know Jesus Christ more than ever. And so God loves you and wants you to experience his peace and experience abundant life, eternal life. This is what the Lord God wants for you. God created us in his own image to have abundant life, my brothers and sisters. So for you who may not know him, he did not make you a robot, us a robot, to just automatically love and obey him. God gave us a will and a freedom of choice. This is what he's done for us. So people have tried in many ways to bridge this gap between themselves and God. And this is what Minister Copeland has been sharing with us through the scriptures, that man has tried many ways to bridge the gap. And we cannot do that through works or through religion, through philosophy. Minister Copeland has shared so many rich nuggets with us in trying to teach us to understand how the only way to Jesus Christ is to trust and obey him through his word and through his salvation. Christ died for us on the cross, and he rose from the grave. We talk about this broadcast after broadcast after broadcast, scripture after scripture after scripture. He paid the penalty for our sin. So he is the bridge, the gap between God and people. So we want to take this opportunity for you to say yes to Jesus Christ as we pray with you. So if you would bow your head, or if you're able to lay prostrate on the ground, or even just bow on your knees, whatever position you may be able to get in at this moment, and just pray with me. Now, it's my words as I say, but it's your heart. And Christ knows your heart. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. So we encourage you to come to the feet of Jesus in all humility and humbleness, the best you know how. With a whole heart is the way we present ourselves to him. Not half-hearted, not trying to fake it till you make it. That is not the way we are to come to the feet of Jesus, making our petition known to him to want to be saved. Let's pray right now. And it's just a simple prayer. So if you would follow along with me, my brother, me, my sister, and pray with me as you ready yourself in humbleness, wholehearted, with joy and extended arms if you can, and let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive me for the things that I have done in my thoughts, in my words, and in my deeds. Lord, I know I cannot save myself, but I trust and believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. He paid the penalty of my sins. Lord, thank you for doing what you did for me. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, trusting and believing you by faith that I will be saved. And I'm so grateful for what you have done and how you love me so much that you were willing to give your son Jesus for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And again, I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that you have risen off your knees or rise up off the floor on your stomach or maybe just lifting your head, give God a hand clap of praise because now you are a new creation. You are new in spirit. And now it is time for us to encourage you to seek out a Bible-believing church, a church that teaches you scriptural doctrine, the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one, and that the truths are revealed in Scripture. So seek out a small group Sunday school class or maybe a small group discipleship class as you continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. And also, as you pursue that Bible teaching church, we encourage you to be baptized by submersion of water. Hallelujah. So when you arise, you have testified to the world, to those who are looking, that you are now a Christ follower. What a testimony that is to share with your family, with others in your circle of influence, that you are now a child of God. This is something to be joyous about. So we encourage you to do that within your community. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand the mic over to Minister Copeland.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, my brothers and my sisters. Welcome, 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 welcome to the family of God. The heart of God is rejoicing because his children has come back home to him. The heart of God is rejoicing because his children has turned their ear away from the lies of this world and the deception of the devil and came back into the truth of the word of God. His children has been filled with the Spirit of the living God, that Spirit that connects the heart of God back to the heart of his people. Spirit, big S, to Spirit, little s. The greatest decision that you have made in your lifetime will not only change you, but it would also change those around you, those in your family. As Minister Smith say, as they see you go and grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Buckle up. It's time to buckle up your seatbelt because you're on a journey. And truly, it is an uphill journey. It's not like that old natural roller coaster that takes you up then drop you down. Amen. God will never drop you. Amen. He's going to take you higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher until you meet him. Be caught up. You remember that word we had earlier. Be caught up with him, the rapture. And we will all enter into the kingdom and be with our Lord and our Savior forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Revelation tells us that there'll be no more tears, no more sorrows, no more pain. Amen. We'll all sit at his feet and be blessed. I tell you what, I'm going to find the elders and the angels at the throne with worship. I love worship. I'm going around the throne and I'm going to worship him forever and ever and ever. Glory to God. Until there will be no end. Amen. You are righteous in this hour. And so, in this time that we have, we want to go. Let us go to scripture. Let me see here. What should we go? To the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. Let me see, Ephesians chapter 1, and we want to read, starting with verse 15, all the way through verse 21, Ephesians 1, 15 through 21.
Ephesians 1, starting in verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all principality and the power and the might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Amen.
Amen. And that is what we call the Pauline prayer. That is like the first of many Pauline prayers that he prayed to the churches in Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. And this one, Ephesians 1, he also prayed one in Ephesians 3. He also prayed one in Colossians 1 and Colossians 3, the Pauline prayer. And he prayed this for inner growth. It's a prayer of inner spiritual growth after their salvation. Amen. That God will open up their eyes supernaturally and that they will begin to know and they'll know of spiritual things that is greater than that that is outside of them in the natural realm. So what I'm going to do is pray this prayer over all of us, including our new brothers and sisters that gave their life to Christ on this day. And I'm going to start in verse 16, and we will pray. And my Lord and my God, we seek not to give thanks for our brothers and sisters, and even our brothers and sisters that came forth into your family today in Jesus' name. And God, that we will always make mention of you, your greatness, of those name by name, heart by name. You know the name of everyone in studio, everyone listening by radio, everyone that turned their heart over to you on this given day. You know each of us by name. And my Lord and my God, we thank you that you are the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My Lord and my God, we thank you that you are the Father of glory. And my Lord and my God, we pray that you give unto us the spirit of wisdom, and that you give unto us the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of you. And my Lord and my God, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. My Lord and my God, we thank you that it's all according to your power, that exceeding greatness of your power that goes toward us because we believe, even these great believers that came into the family today. And my Lord and my God, we thank you that it's all according to the working of your mighty power. And my Lord and my God, we thank you that this power, this mighty power, the greatness of this power, is the same power that you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead. We thank you, my Lord and my God, that you seated him at your own right hand in the heavenly places. And it's far above principality, far above powers, and far above all might, and far above all dominion, and far above every name that is named. And it's not only in this world, but also in that which to come. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor. For it is always in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And this is to all of us. And we should pray that prayer over our lives daily. It's a prayer of spiritual growth, spiritual awakening. If there's a time that we should not be sleep or slumbering, the time is now. If there's a time that we need to be alive and awake in the spirit, supernaturally, the time is now. And through the praying of that prayer, the eyes of our understanding, God will enlighten them by the power of his spirit, by the a greater illumination of the revelation of his word on the inside of us. Amen. If you can't pray it every day, pray it once a week, but pray it. Pray it over your life. Pray it over your marriages. Pray that prayer over your children's life and their children's children. Amen. It's time that we go up in the spirit and we wake up. Look at somebody and say, no more sleeping. Amen. Look at somebody and say, no more slumbering. Amen. And look at yourself. Look at yourself. Nobody else. Look at yourself. Say, wake up. Praise God. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that concludes this series. And get ready. Starting next week, we're going to open up a very, very simple series, One with Jesus. Very simple. But I'm here to tell you, I don't know what our longest series is together with Minister Smith and I, but I guarantee you this simple series, One with Jesus, is going to be the longest series we ever done together in Mission from the Heart. This is the greatest teaching that any one of us can receive individually and collectively. The biggest problem that we have in the body of Christ is an identity conflict and an identity crisis. And the only way we'll know who we are, we have to get a knowledge and understanding of the scripture, who we are in Jesus Christ. Somebody say, who we are in Jesus Christ. And this teaching, One with Jesus, will birth that new baby that was born again, even today, glory to God, by the Spirit and the Word of God. And that new life will come on out of us, amen. And we will begin to manifest that life in the earth realm, amen. And people will begin to see and know that we are children of the Most High God, amen. And the devil and his little imps, they will begin to run, because one thing the devil fear more than he fear anything else, that God people rise up and find out who they are in Jesus Christ. And they will rise up as those believers God has called us to be. He said, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violence take it back by force. And we'll begin to take back everything the devil, the locust, and the cankerworm, and the palmer worm thought they have stolen from us. I love you. Get ready. That teaching is coming. May the grace of God go before us on this day. And may the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts and our minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of each and every one of us. Others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. I love you. I thank God for you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this has been an exciting journey for us to journey together in this series, Righteous and Holy. I pray that you would re-listen to the different parts of this series so that you can come to know who you are in Christ, whose you are in Christ Jesus, meaning we are righteous and holy. So please, Minister Copeland and I encourage you to revisit the other parts of this teaching series so that you can continue to grow and grow and grow as God uses you and grows you and uses you in the vineyard to build the kingdom, to share the gospel. Wherever he places you, just say, yes, God, send me. So we're excited that you are excited. So always remember, Mission from the Heart says that grass wither and the flowers fade away, but never forget, my brothers and sisters, that the word of God will remain forever and ever. God bless you and have a blessed week.